You're listening to SBS News.
Filno, Dumbarabara.
Dumbarabara, mama se para,
students at a Macedonian community language school in Sydney learning the language of their ancestors. The last census shows Macedonian is just one of 300 languages spoken at home in Australia. But it's not just children embracing language learning. Now in her early 40s, Lydia Veljanovski took out the prize in the 18 plus age group in this year's SBS National Languages Competition, learning Macedonian in order to better communicate with her grandmother. She's one of five winners selected across five age categories based on entries showcasing a creative approach to language learning. Another winner was Adam Wabi, who took out the prize in the 8 to 12 age category. His parents are from Lebanon and Egypt, and he says he's been speaking Arabic along with English since he was born.
I actually wrote in Arabic, تعلم لغات تربت والزمان والآن والآتي. And it means in English, it means learning a language connects the past, present and future.
The competition received entries from all states and territories spanning 90 languages, including Indonesian, German, Japanese and Auslan. Felicity Knopp took out the prize in the 13 to 15 age category for her efforts to learn French. Describing herself as a multicultural girl, Felicity was born in Australia to parents from Cambodia, and she says learning another language is a difficult thing. Her father lived in France for a while, which prompted her interest in the French language.
My dad speaks three different languages, my mum speaks two, I only speak one and a half, but yeah, I just wrote about how French, learning French lets me interact with at least some part of my family, so I kind of feel that, yeah, I am French, I can speak French.
In the UN International Year of Indigenous Languages, the competition also received more submissions from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander languages than ever before. Mandy Wicks, SBS Director of Audio and Language Content, says the competition is thrilled to be promoting Indigenous languages.
We were particularly, you know, really excited this year. We were focused this year on First Nations languages during this, the United Nations International Year of Indigenous Languages. So we were very excited this year that we had 14 Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander representatives.
The Australian Bureau of Statistics says more than one-fifth of Australians speak a language other than English at home. After English, the most common languages spoken are Mandarin, Arabic, Cantonese and Vietnamese. Tasmania has the highest rate of people speaking only English at home at 88%, while the Northern Territory has the lowest rate at 58%. Representing the Education Minister Dan Tehan at the competition was Federal MP Julian Lesser, the member for Barara. Mr Lesser says the government was committed to improving early language learning, especially for Indigenous languages.
There's the Early Language Learning Program known as ELLA, which is encouraging young people to learn languages in 13 different languages from foundation right the way up to year 10. And of course this year is the year where we're focusing particularly on Indigenous languages, and so Minister Tehan and Minister Wyatt have put aside some funding to preserve and promote Indigenous languages.
The SBS National Languages Competition 2019 is supported by Community Languages Australia and First Languages Australia and sponsored by the Australian National University. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.